This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Long, H-U-A-N-G, first name Shun, S-H-U-N, date of birth October 1, 1933, date of evaluation March 29, 2023, chief complaint chest pain, the HBI. The patient is an 80-year-old Asian female who complained of chest pain, period. Chest pain had been present for approximately 4 months, period. Pain is especially worsened during dialysis and sitting, period. Pain is of moderate-severe intensity, period. It is associated with shortness of breath and nausea, period. It is substernal and non-radiating, period. The past medical history, one, hypertension, next number gastritis, next number end-stage renal disease, dialyzed Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Past surgical history, AV graft, next number left knee. Medications, allopurinol, 100 milligrams one daily, amlodipine, 10 milligrams one daily, aspirin, 81 milligrams one daily, atorvastatin, 10 milligrams one daily, gabapentin, 300 milligrams one daily, lidocaine, 3% cream daily, omeprazole, 10 milligrams one daily, renal vite, one daily, renvela, 2.4 grams, three daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unremarkable, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of system, there is neck pain and stiffness, there is decreased range of motion. She has additional joint pain, period. Review of symptoms, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination. Blood pressure 127/42. Pulse 77. Respiratory rate 15. Height 62 inches, weight 125.4 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Cardiovascular exam reveals grade 2/6 systolic murmur radiating to carotids, period. There is no increased JVD, period. Examination otherwise unremarkable. Data review, : ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 74 beats per minute, period. There are PACs, period. Non-specific ST T-wave changes noted, period. There is prolonged QT interval of greater than 450 milliseconds, period. The impression, this is an 89-year-old female who reports chest pain, especially during dialysis, period. On examination, she is noted to have a murmur of aortic stenosis and further have a murmur of correction and further have a wide pulse pressure suggesting significant aortic regurgitation, period. The patient is dialysis dependent, period, and her symptoms of chest pain occur especially during dialysis, period. I suspect that she has significant aortic stenosis with resultant hypoperfusion during dialysis, resulting in symptoms of angina, period. The recommendation, echocardiogram as soon as possible, period in the line, maintain adequate perfusion during dialysis period in the line, no antihypertensive for now period, new line. I will see her following her echocardiographic evaluation. Dr. Rawlinson Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.